You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, what has lost its appeal as you've gotten older?
Now that I'm a grown arse adult, I've got two right off the top of my head, and it's because I have small children, and I used to love both of these when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Number one, SpaghettiOs. Dare I say it's SpaghettiOs. Cracked open a can the other day for the kiddos, and I got to scoop myself out of that can, and my God, that stuff is disgusting. And what are those meatballs made out of? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's in those meatballs. But yeah, as a kid, oh my gosh, I would gobble up SpaghettiOs, but now as an adult, oh my God, my palate has changed. And the second is a very kid thing, especially around this time of year. The Otter Pop, Dom. You know that little plastic tube with the colored liquid in it?
Sure.
You toss it in the freezer for a day and pull it out. Mm-hmm. I cracked open a blue raspberry one the other day, and I felt like my teeth were going to fall out. It was foul. It just tasted like chemicals, you know? It was so, so gross. So things that are not good anymore now that you're an adult, SpaghettiOs and Otter Pops. Those are the top
Mine don't
two.
Have anything to do with food.
Okay.
One of them for me is baseball, and I hate to say that.
Oh, it's so boring.
Because it was one of I loved it. I played it like crazy growing up. I was a Rocky season ticket holder for 25 years. And it just now I'm like,
Yeah, it's just not. That's a long day sitting there. Long, boring
day.
Yeah,
I mean, I mentioned a little while ago that it's a great social event. I mean, I will go and hang out with a buddy, and, you know, I'm going actually in about a week from tomorrow. I'm going to be going to a game. But it'll be my first time to go in ages.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. Baseball. And the other one for me, this is going to sound funny, is drinking has lost its appeal for me. I used to be able to go out with my friends and stay out all night. And, you know, now one beer.
One. You just don't want to feel bad the next day.
One old fashioned, maybe two, and then I need to go to bed now. Yeah. I don't know what that is either. It's I'm not as interested as I used. And we've got people right now who are like 24 years old and they're like, what?
Huh?
I'll never be that way. And I just want to say, I was 24 once, and I said the same thing.
Right.
And I don't know about you. You're not as old as me, but you're still 40-something. Does it have the same appeal as it did?
Getting, like, wasted, you know? No, none of that does. I'm a fan of beer, like breweries, and I've got a lot of buddies. For me, it's a social thing, you know? It's a very social thing. We'll go out with some friends and have some beers at a brewery, so I'm still kind of into it. But I don't want to feel bad the next day, you know? Mm-hmm. I know how to cut myself off. But that's the gist of this morning. We want to have some fun on a Friday. You can call us or text us, 303-691-1649. What lost its appeal as you got older? I'll give you a couple because I posted this on my Facebook earlier this morning. Somebody wrote in and said, buying a helicopter. Which made me laugh because as a little kid, you kind of dream about owning a helicopter and flying around town. And it definitely loses its appeal as you get older. On the food portion, I did mention this a little bit ago. Somebody did write in and say corn dogs. Corn dogs are kind of nasty as you get older. The mall. Multiple people writing in and saying the mall. You know, that was like the place to go hang out as a kid and flirt and buy things. And now you're kind of like, ugh, I got to go to the mall. horrible.
For me, it's anything that has a crowd.
Yeah, right.
You know, because it's like, hey, we'll go out. It's going to be crowded. Everyone's going to have fun. And I'm like, give me something that's got like four people.
Anything that involves parking a car and walking into a store. Exactly. Like, are you kidding me? I got Amazon. I don't need to go into the mall. And then this one kind of cracked me up, too. Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone movies. They were so good as kids, right?
I'm going to give that person a ding.
Now they're all crap. Good. It's total crap. So you see what we're going for? This is what we're going for. Did you get any that came in on your end?
I'm starting to look at the text messages that have come in. Kira says roller coasters have lost their appeal.
Yeah,
I've heard that from some other people, too. Because I was thinking about, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was that person who's like, I want to go skydiving, and I'm going to try bungee jumping. And all of that stuff sounded like I really wanted to do it. I didn't, but I mean, I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And now, no.
Thank you.
Like, no, I don't. No. I don't want to do that. Somebody is going on the food route with you. They're going Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh, the ravioli's so nasty too.
All of the Chef Boyardee stuff. It's the sauce for me because it's a
all
weird
the same
colored
sauce.
It's almost like glow in the dark type.
I don't
of
even
sauce.
Know if he's a real chef. To be honest with you,
I read something one time of who Chef Boyardee is based
fake.
On.
He's made up.
I'll have to look him back up. Who else? Let's see. Spicy food.
Yeah.
I've heard that from people too. That's after a while, the spice is like a little too much.
Tom wrote in and said, "Chopsticks, just give me a fork." That's true. Like as a kid, when you eat with chopsticks, you think you're like so fancy and so cool and trying to hold them.
Yeah, I was a chopstick guy for a long time. Not anymore.
Yeah.
I've just gone back to the fork.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Seinfeld had a whole bit about that. You know, about the chopstick and the fork. And yeah, it's really funny.
I was complaining about Otter Pops just a few minutes ago and how nasty they are as an adult. And then Deanna texted in and says, "Jeremy, you need to try Otter Pops for grown-ups. They have vodka in them."
Oh.
And I wrote back, "I'm a step ahead of you. I got the margarita ones."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
And then you got me over here, the one who's saying that drinking doesn't do
it
for
me anymore.
Yeah,
you're like, "I'll just anymore. Have a half of one."
Do you have a nice tea, Otter Pop?
They're really good.
By the way, I do have an update. I was right about that Chef Boyardee thing. He's an Italian. He was. He passed away in the 1980s. An Italian-American chef. His name is Ettore. And then here's how you spell his last name. You'll get this here when I spell it. B-O-I-A-R-D-I. Boyardee.
Boyardee.
And so they anglicized it, they said. They made it, you know,
Boyardee.
Boyardee, so we could read it. But he was a real person.
Look at that. And he made crappy raviolis, apparently.
What has lost its appeal as you've gotten older? Mary says, staying up late. I got to give her a ding for that. That's absolutely right. And then the one that kind of made me laugh the most was Julie, who said, people. And then she used it in a sentence. She goes, "It's looking really peoply here. Let's leave."
Peoply?
It's looking peoply. And that's me, too.
Oh,
I mean, if
something's
got a huge crowd, I'm like, oh, I gotta
go. You just
go.
Need to sit at home alone in the basement with your iced tea.
No, I like going out. But
do you?
I do. I'm going out again this afternoon.
As long as there's no people and no alcohol.
But I don't like going to places where like 100,000 people.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Well, yeah, look, I moved to a small town.
Yeah, you know? You're trying to get away from people.
I went from 2.5 million people to a town of like 30,000. I mean, that's my speed, man. Sorry.
Tom wrote in and said, "When you give someone a Dutch oven, that's lost its appeal." I don't know. I'm still kind of big on that.
Beth says, "Going to the beach."
Yeah, beaches are horrible.
Because of all the sand
itchy.
Everywhere and the hassle and bugs and...
Yeah. Laura said ringing doorbells and running.
Really,
again,
I'm
a big fan of that now because of the ring cams. There is multiple pictures of my butt floating around because I ring the bell at my friend's house and then I moon it. I highly recommend it. Tina says, "Going to the clubs. My eardrums can't take it anymore."
The club.
Pizza rolls made the list. Multiple people writing in and saying pizza rolls. Yeah, those are disgusting too. But so good when you're a kid.
Some of them I don't understand. Katie said rated R movies.
I don't get
Is that.
Is that
just the violence and the...
I guess, maybe. I don't get that. Well, I guess, you know, as a kid, you're like, ooh, I get to watch a rated R movie and getting you sneak it, you know, with your friends
no,
or during a sleepover.
True.
And then as an adult, you're like, eh, it's rated R, whatever. I do love this one. I'm so on board from David, it looks like. Baskin-Robbins pink bubblegum ice cream.
Right.
Yes, that's one that you always want as a kid, and it tastes horrible.
Let me ask you something about that
so
whole ice
nasty.
Cream thing. I was giving my stepdaughter, who turned 20 a little while ago, crap because she got some sort of ice cream thing, but she had them put sprinkles on it, and I said, look, you're 20 years old now. I think you have moved out of the sprinkles.
Sprinkles should end at like 10. That's the
that's
cutoff.
What I'm thinking. That's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's the cutoff.
If you're 10, I'll
or
look
nine.
The other way. If you're
nine.
14, maybe.
Once you hit
but
double digits.
When you're
digits.
20, no more sprinkles.
You're a grown-up. If you're starting a 401k, don't put sprinkles on any of
right.
your food.
She did. We signed her up for
That's
her own
IRA. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, so, okay. You're
if you're
right.
saving for retirement, no sprinkles on anything.
Forget the sprinkles. Lori says, the question is, what has lost its appeal as you've gotten older? Lori, you're going to have a lot of, especially women, who will agree with you on this. She says, slathering myself with baby oil and basking for hours in the sun by a swimming pool.
I don't know. Still kind of a fan of that.
No, but putting on the baby oil so you actually cook yourself?
Yeah, it's not working unless you have a little sizzle, you know? Not getting the best tan.
Uh-huh, right. Any others?
Oh, God, they're coming in like crazy. Concerts on weeknights, swimming in the ocean, men wearing diapers, video games, such a time waster now, Hubba Bubba ice cream, and SpongeBob.
Oh, no. Now, some I can't agree with. Kim wrote in and said, Chips Ahoy.
Fruity Pebbles. Like somebody wrote in and said Fruity Pebbles.
Kim says with the Chips Ahoy, they were bigger back in the day. So is that it? You're just mad because they got small? Eat two of them.
We sound like a bunch of crotchety old people today, don't we?
We really do.
Me, everybody writing in. It's like, yeah, I want to be kid again. We're like all complaining about all this stuff.
I know. I'm bitching about the sprinkles.
Bubblegum ice cream. Man.
We kind of do sound that way. But, you know, it's also funny, and people are having a good laugh out of it. So,
thanks, everybody.
Jill said the Jackass movies, they don't
hold
the appeal for her
anymore. They don't. That's run its course.